think this is a good one given the situation. Hi, I'm Evie. I'm so good possibly to exit.
Hi, Evie.
And I just went on page 84 because read it this morning. I read it each morning, but read it with some fellows, and it seems apt, just the bit at the bottom that says, "We have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol or compulsive eating food. By this time, sanity will have returned. We'll seldom be interested in compulsive eating food, disordered eating behaviours. If tempted, we'll recoil from it as from a hot flame. We'll react sanely and normally, and we'll find this has happened automatically. We'll see that our new attitude towards food has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. That's the miracle of it. We are not fighting it, neither are we avoiding temptation. We feel as though we've been placed in the position of neutrality, safe and protected. We have not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. That is our experience. That is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition." And that for me was the most amazing part of Big Book when I was suffering from, it's still a really good part of the Big Book, but I think there's like quite a lot of good parts of the Big Book, but useful. But I remember when I really held on to that when I was, when I first read it. I didn't really get any of the rest of the book, but I just knew that that was describing something that I'd never experienced around food. Or maybe I'd experienced it when I was younger or a kid, but I couldn't, you know, it was so loud that the whole notion of not fighting it, and I'm talking about food, but I'm talking about all of my isms, like all of the things I do, all of the behaviours that come up. This is the thing that gives me hope, and this sort of describes in my head what it will be like if I substitute the words for whatever I'm going through when I've connected to a power greater than myself, when there's something, like a power is actually taking care of that thing, and I'm moved beyond it. And it was, I think, just knowing this prayer, and not this prayer, this passage, and having it there was really one of the things that led me to BBA. And I was in a place where I'd been through the steps, and just to quickly explain my story, that I was in a place of just so much pain around food when I came into these rooms. I was, the things I was doing with food, I couldn't even tell you what I was going to do with food on any given day. I might have like stolen a bunch from my flatmates or a supermarket or something like that, and then binged on it, or I might have avoided carbs for like a week and dropped loads. I was totally dysmorphic about what I was doing with food, but I was just, the weirdest things were happening with food, and it just kept on happening. I thought I could control it, but really it was just like, take your pick of the odd behaviours, that one will trump the other, and the other will trump the other, and I thought that that one was cancelling out that one, but actually it was just like using two ends of a spectrum to try and solve each other. And I kind of want to cut to it, because I think just keeping to the message, but it did take me a while to work out what OA was about, steps, all of this stuff. But when I did finally go through the steps, and it was Big Book and it was with a sponsor, but not in BBA, I got a level of freedom, and it was really good, but it wasn't very maintained. It kind of was maintained, but fear started coming in, the spiritual malady started coming in, and I was abstinent, but I was like, why am I in fear all the time, and why, you know, I could see the more the fear came in, the more little food obsession thoughts came in. It was kind of like, I had this amazing honeymoon period, and it was like, what's this, and it kept on building, and I knew the fear was just building, and I was writing step 10s like crazy, like doing all the good girl things that you should do in a 12-step program. The fear was getting really bad, and the food thoughts, and I knew that if I did not address this and go deeper, the whole lot would come down. Those food thoughts would be too big, and I would go back. I was terrified of myself, and I was in program, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've worked the steps, you know, these don't work. But I knew by reading this is what I knew was on offer. I knew that there wasn't, and I'd had a really good glimpse of that and a good chunk of that, where I knew that it wasn't about fighting food, it wasn't about having a meal plan and sticking to it like this, and it wasn't about always being on guard and like being triggered everywhere I go. Like, I don't actually really like the word triggered, for my own reasons, but it wasn't about that. It was about, like, I'm finding the triggers within myself and surrendering them to God, so God removes them. And I need to look at these things fearlessly. Like, I need to look at these things like my life depends on them, because if they're there, the whole world will keep just pushing them, because I'm an addict. Like, I'm, you know, they're just going to be there. So when I read this and I kind of just was praying, I knew that to be in a position of neutrality, to have a completely new attitude, to cease fighting, that's freedom. It's not talking about coping, it's talking about freedom. And that's something that has been so my mantra. Like, even with now, you know, I'm looking at the control and the chaos creating and things like that in an Al-Anon sense in this BBO work. But the great thing is it just goes deeper, because I know that that place of neutrality is possible, and it, you know, that freedom is just on another level to what I thought I'd experience. I thought that I had so many facts about food in my head that I could never undo the facts, and that I'd always have them. Like, I'd gained so much useless knowledge off the internet and, like, friends and anywhere really about food, that I thought I couldn't get it out of my head. Those belief systems aren't in place. They're, like, not, and more of them get tapped down, like, the more I go through the work. They just don't occur to me. Like, I don't know if I should say this, I don't believe in calories. Like, they just don't, they're not a belief system. It's like, I can't explain it any more than, like, a Hoover has gone into my head and be like, kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter anymore. I can't explain it. And that is not by my own doing. That is by going through this is the steps 10 promises. That's by going through the rest of this work really thoroughly and getting someone who knows what this work means, because the book doesn't apply to me, because I'm in my 20s and I'm not a stockbroker, and, you know, it doesn't apply to me, but I need somebody who can really change the whole wording so it applies to me. And I can read it, and then if I can read it, I can hear the solution it's trying to tell me. But why does cease fighting anything or anyone really has come up at the moment is because, as I said, I'm just starting a new round of BBA steps on the, I kind of all think it's the same thing. It's all the same spiritual malady. It's all the same. It's all the same set of solutions. But it's just growing in understanding and effectiveness for me, like it says before on this page. And the cease fighting thing has been, yeah, characteristic of my recovery. Just like surrendering, constantly surrendering. Because right now, especially with my, like, before I had this operation done on my feet, I was running around like a mad person. Like, this is how my spiritual malady will manifest. I was literally running, like, off my feet. You know, my feet were just like, and, you know, I was getting in, and I was walking dogs next door, and I was doing this, and I was saying yes to that person, I need to go for a coffee, and, oh, I'm going to have a foot operation, so I better, well, like, get loads of work in before I go, and, you know, do all the things that I should, you know. It was, like, absolutely mad. And I know that that's not characteristic just of the period before my operation, because I felt this, like, sort of revving up, and it gives me a sense of control, and that's, you know, my spiritual malady manifests in these ways, and in the bedevilments it gives me quite an accurate thing about, I can't, what page are they on?
52.
In the bedevilments, yes, it talks about having personal trouble with personal relationships. We couldn't control our emotional natures. This is what my eating disorder looks like below my eating disorder. This is like, this is not, you know, whatever the substance is, it's just a substance. So we couldn't control our emotional natures. Prey to misery and depression, couldn't make a living, had a feeling of uselessness, full of fear, unhappy, couldn't seem to be of real help. I wasn't full of fear, but I had trouble making a living, i.e. my life living was like quite was quite was becoming quite unenjoyable. That's why I needed spiritual malady. It wasn't like as bad as my other rock bottoms, but it was just kind of quite unenjoyable, like running around, being stressed, like what am I gonna do? Where's the space for God? Like nowhere, because I don't have time, and doing this. I had this really nice morning thing, and then it sort of turned into this like steady pace, and so I had a moment where I literally had to be sat on my bum for like quite a while, and after the operation, and it was all going good, had visitors, and then on Sunday I went through withdrawal from all of that stuff, and I was like, you know, and I could feel it, and even my feet were painful. They weren't painful before then. My feet were even painful. My body felt pain when I was in this withdrawal. It was very physical as well. And from just doing stuff, basically, and what has this got to do with food? That's below, like, if I don't keep growing, as it says on 84, if I don't keep growing in understanding and effectiveness, I don't know how long it is before, it's not a threat, I just kind of know for a fact, I don't know how long it is before it starts being like, oh, this is really intolerable, my life's really, like, oh, it's hard, or maybe, like, start thinking about lunch loads, and then I start thinking about snacks loads, and then I start thinking about this loads, and it all becomes about the food, and I'm like, why am I thinking about food? And then, you know, it just goes into this thing. So how long before I see ease and comfort in something else, really, if those bedevilments are, like, bubbling up? And the cease fighting moment, I'm so grateful in this program, that is, like, a lot less of a painful process. Like, the more I go through the program, I just feel like grace steps in. You know, the first bit getting abstinent, the first bit coming off that first, like, addictive process is hard. But, you know, like, grace carries you through, and especially if you go to meetings and sort of stay in that energy and stay connected. But as I go through, yes, the little bumps I hit along the way are hard, but they're never as hard, and there's always just this amazing willingness to go through, because I know the freedom, like in the promises, the place of neutrality comes. I know freedom is like 100% there for experience, and I was like the biggest skeptic, there we go. I was like the biggest skeptic when I was going through the steps, like this is never going to work, like people are just kidding themselves, they just share that they're grateful in meetings because they're, it's like an echo chamber of gratefulness. Like I just didn't buy it, but I honestly felt I kind of explained the shift unless I experienced it, and that cease fighting now, I just feel like that was so, I feel so blessed, like since Sunday there's just been this real like fine, like God just have all of me, and I've had fellows, it's been almost automatic, fellows calling up, I'll pretty much there and then do a step 10. It's like once I realise, once I commit to growing and understanding effectiveness and growing in my relationship with God, truth within myself, once I align myself to that truth, things are just automatic. It will feel like an uphill struggle at first, but slowly things start almost working, and it's like God buddies you up with people that can help you along the way, and then you're having these conversations that are like, wow, people inquiring with you, inquiring, and letting go of things as they come up. It's way more automatic and more a part of my life and ingrained. And I felt so much peace. And today, for like somebody who literally couldn't sit down and read a book or, you know, watch TV and stuff like that, I just felt so much peace in everything I was doing, so much peace. It was like, even just peace with things were coming up, like for an addict and for someone that's so like obsessed with controlling things, it was like just letting things come up as they came up. And my mom texted me with my granddad's birthday, and I put on one of his favorite songs, and I was so joyful. And then I had like a cry, but it was just nice. It was nice to let this come up. And then even when frustrations come up, just to be able to share that with somebody, step 10 it, or do whatever I need to do just to hand that energy over, to cease fighting. Because I know that I have to cease fighting anything. And that doesn't just mean food or like whatever behaviour's going on. Cease fighting anything. Like imagine, I think it was Mark Houston that had this chair, and he was like, can you imagine what it would be like to cease fighting anything in a whole day? And he was talking about it like this zoom thing, like just rushing. Can you imagine the flow that would be in that day if you're not fighting? even things within yourself. And I'm not saying that happens like every day. Maybe ask me next week when I've been like, you know, 2 weeks into this, and I'll be like, I'm not serene at all. I want to get out. But you know, I think those patches of grace, those patches of surrender, this is a spiritual practice, and it's not a practice that I get right every day or even remember every day. I've just got quite a lot of time on my hands as it happens right now, so I'm practicing like all of them. I'll leave it there.
Still got 5 minutes.
Oh, that's all right. I feel good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.